Suratul Taha, in the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Taha, we have not sent down this Quran to put you to trouble, but as a reminder to those who fear Allah. This is a revelation from Him who has created the earth and the lofty heavens, the Beneficent, who is firmly established on the throne of authority. To Him belongs whatever is in the heavens and in the earth, and all that lies between them, and all that is beneath the soil. The one to whom you need not speak aloud, for He knows what is said in secret and what is yet more hidden. He is Allah. There is no deity worthy of worship except Him. To Him belong the most beautiful names. Have you heard the story of Musa? When he saw a fire, he said to his family, "Wait, I saw a fire. I may be able to bring some fire or find someone beside the fire to guide us towards the right direction." When he reached there, he was called, "O Musa, in fact, I am your Rabb. Take off your shoes. You are in the sacred valley of Tuwa. I have chosen you, so listen to what I am about to reveal. It is me, Allah. There is none worthy of worship except me. So worship me and establish Salah for my remembrance. The final hour is sure to come. I choose to keep it hidden, so that every soul may be rewarded according to its efforts. Therefore, let not any who does not believe in this fact and follow his own desires turn you away, lest you should perish. O Musa, what is in your right hand?" Musa replied, "It is my staff. I lean on it. I beat down fodder with it for my flocks, and I have also other uses for it." Allah said, "Toss it down, O Musa." So he tossed it down and saw that it became a snake, active in motion. Allah said, "Catch it and don't be afraid. We shall change it to its original shape. Now put your hand under your armpit. It shall become shining white without hurting you. This will be another sign. These miracles are given to you in order to show you some of our great signs. Now go to Fir'aun, for he has indeed transgressed all bounds." Musa prayed, "O Rabb, open my heart, ease my task, and remove the impediment from my speech, so that people may understand what I say, and grant me a minister from my family, Harun, my brother. Grant me strength through him, and let him share my task, so that we may glorify you frequently and mention you often, for you are the one who has always been watching over us." Allah responded, "Your request is granted, O Musa. We had indeed bestowed a favor on you before, when we revealed our will to your mother, saying, 'Put your child into the chest and throw the chest into the river. The river will cast him onto the bank, and he will be picked up by one who is an enemy to me and an enemy to him. I made you an object of love, and so arranged things that you may be brought up under my supervision.' Recall when your sister went to them and said, 'May I tell you of the one who can take care of this child?' Thus did we return you back to your mother to comfort her eyes, and that she might not grieve. Again, when you killed a man, we saved you from great distress, and we tested you through various trials. You stayed a number of years with the people of Midian. Now you have come back here per our ordination, O Musa. I have molded you for my service. You and your brother should go with my signs, and do not neglect to mention me. Go both of you to Fir'aun, for he has indeed transgressed all bounds. Speak to him in gentle words. Perhaps he may take heed of the reminder or fear our punishment." And Harun said, "Our Rabb, we fear that he may behave towards us unjustly or cross all bounds." Allah said, "Do not be afraid. I shall be with you both. I hear everything and see everything. So go to him and say, 'Surely we both are Rasuls of your Rabb. Let the children of Israel go with us and oppress them no more. We have brought you a sign from your Rabb. May peace be upon him who follows the guidance. Indeed, it has been revealed to us that the scourge will fall on those who deny this fact and turn away." When Musa and Harun went to Fir'aun and delivered this message, he said, "Well, who is your Rabb, O Musa?" They replied, Our Rabb is He who has given distinctive form to all creatures and then rightly guided them. Fir'aun asked, "What do you say about the condition of previous generations?" Musa replied, "That knowledge is with my Rabb, duly recorded in a book. He neither makes a mistake nor does he forget. He is the one who has made the earth a cradle for you, traced the roads on it for you to walk on, and sends down water from the sky with which we produce pairs of various kinds of vegetation. Eat from these yourselves and pasture your cattle. Surely there are signs in it for those who use their brains. We have created you from the earth. Into it we shall return you, and from it we shall bring you back to life once again. We showed Pharaoh all kinds of our signs, but he denied them and gave no heed. He said, 'Have you come to drive us out of our land with your magic, O Musa? Well, we will confront you with magic to match yours. Let us fix a day when both of us should meet. Neither we nor you shall fail to keep it, in a place where both shall have even chances.'" Musa replied, "Let it be the day of festival, and let the people be assembled before noon." Pharaoh then withdrew, concerted his plan, and came back. Musa addressed them, saying, "Woe to you for this challenge! Do not forge a lie against Allah by calling it a magic, lest he destroy you by a scourge, for whosoever forges a lie will indeed be disappointed." Hearing this, they debated their case among themselves, whispering to one another. Finally they said, "These two are certainly expert magicians who intend to drive you out from your land with their magic and to do away with your best traditions. Therefore, muster up all devices and face them with a united front." Finally, when the day of confrontation came, Pharaoh said, "Whoever comes out victorious this day shall prevail." The magician said, "O Musa, will you throw down first or shall we?" Musa replied, "You go ahead, throw down first." Suddenly it appeared to Musa as if their cords and staffs were moving about because of their magic, and Musa conceived fear within himself. He said, "Do not be afraid, you will surely come out on top. Throw that which is in your right hand, it will swallow up everything they have produced. What they have produced is nothing but a magician's trick, and a magician can never succeed against a miracle, no matter how skillful he may be." When the magician saw the serpent of Musa swallowing all their display, being professionals, they knew that it was not magic. So the magicians humbled themselves by prostrating and said, "We believe in the Rabb of Harun and Musa." Pharaoh said, "How do you dare to believe in him without my permission? This man must be your master who taught you witchcraft. Well, I will cut off your hands and your feet on alternate sides and crucify you on trunks of palm trees. Then you will know which one of us can give a more terrible and more lasting punishment." The magicians replied, "We can never prefer you. Rather, we prefer the miracle which we have witnessed and him who has created us. Therefore, do whatever you will. You can only punish us in this worldly life. As for us, we have believed in our Rabb so that he may forgive us our sins and the magic you have forced us to practice. Better is the everlasting reward of Allah. Surely he who will come to his Rabb as a sinner shall be consigned to hell, wherein he shall neither die nor live, while he who will come to him as a believer and has done good deeds shall have the highest ranks. Gardens of Eden, beneath which rivers flow, live therein forever. Such is the reward of those who purify themselves from evil." We sent our revelation to Musa, saying, "Set forth with my servants at night and strike a dry path for them through the sea, without fear of being overtaken by Pharaoh and without any fear while passing through the sea." Pharaoh followed them with his armies, but the waters completely overwhelmed them and covered them up. Thus, Pharaoh misled his people instead of guiding them aright. "O children of Israel, we delivered you from your enemy, fixed the time to grant you the Torah on the right side of Mount Tor, and we sent down to you manna and salva, saying, 'Eat of the good things we have provided for your sustenance, and do not transgress, lest you should incur my wrath, and whoever incurs my wrath is surely bound to perish. But the one who repents, becomes a believer, does good deeds, and follows the right way, shall be forgiven. When Musa came to Mount Tur, Allah said, But why have you come with such a haste ahead of your people, O Musa? He replied, They are close behind me. I hasten to you, O Rabb, so that you may be pleased. Allah said, Well, listen, we tested your people after you, and the Samiri has led them astray. So Musa returned to his people in a state of anger and sorrow. He said, O my people, did your Rabb not make a gracious promise to you? Did my absence seem too long to you? Or was it to incur the wrath of your Rabb that you broke your promise with me? They replied, We broke the promise through no fault of ours. We were made to carry the burden of the people's ornaments and throw them into the fire. Thus Samiri suggested, who threw in something, and forged a calf in the shape of a body which produced the mooing sound. Then they cried out, This is your God, and the God of Musa, but Musa forgot to mention it to you. What? Could they not see that it did not respond to them, and that it could neither harm them nor help them? Harun had already told them, O my people, this is but a test for you, for verily your Rabb is the Rahman, so follow me and do as I command you. They replied, We will not abandon its worship until Musa return. Then Musa addressed Harun, O Harun, what prevented you from following me when you saw them going astray? Why did you disobey me? Harun replied, O son of my mother, do not seize me by my beard nor pull the hair of my head. In fact, I was afraid lest you might say, You have caused a division through civil war among the children of Israel, and did not respect what I said to keep peace. Then Musa addressed Samiri, Now what have you to say about this, O Samiri? He replied, I saw what they did not see, so I took a handful of dust from the footprint of the Rasul and threw it into the casting of the calf. Thus did my soul prompt me. Musa cursed him, Get out of here. Now throughout your life you will say to other people, Touch me not, and you will not escape your appointed doom. Behold, this God to whom you had become a devoted worshipper, we will burn it and scatter its ashes into the sea. Then he addressed the people, O my people, your only God is Allah, other than whom there is no God. His knowledge encompasses everything. Thus do we relate to you, O Muhammad, some information of the past events, and indeed we have sent you this reminder from our own self. Those who reject it shall bear a heavy burden on the day of resurrection. Forever shall they bear it, and it will be indeed a very evil burden to bear on the day of resurrection. The day when the trumpet will be blown and we shall assemble all the sinners, their eyes will turn blue with terror. They shall murmur among themselves, You hardly lived 10 days on the earth. We know fully well what they will say. The most careful estimator among them will say, No, you stayed no longer than a day. They ask you, What will happen to the mountains? Tell them, My Rabb will crush and scatter them like a fine dust. He will turn the earth into a plain leveled ground, wherein you will not see neither any curve nor crease. On that day the people will follow the call of the caller. No one will dare to show any crookedness. Their voice is hushed before the Beneficent, and you shall hear nothing but the sound of marching feet. On that day, no intercession will avail except the one to whom the Beneficent shall grant permission and would like to give him a hearing. He knows what is before them and what is behind them, while they do not encompass any knowledge about him. Their faces shall be humbled before the ever-living, the ever-existent. The one who is carrying the burden of iniquity will be doomed. But the one who is a believer and does good deeds shall fear no tyranny or injustice. Thus have we sent down this Quran in Arabic and clearly proclaimed in it some of the warnings, so that they may take heed, or that it may serve as a reminder to them. High and exalted be Allah, the true King. Do not hasten to recite the Quran before its revelation is completely conveyed to you, and then say, O Rabb, increase my knowledge. We had taken a covenant with Adam before, but he forgot. We did not find in him firm determination. When we said to the angels, prostrate yourselves before Adam, they all prostrated themselves except Iblis, who refused. Then we said, O Adam, this Shaitan is a real enemy to you and to your wife. Do not let him get you both out of paradise and get you into trouble. Here in paradise you shall go neither hungry nor naked. You shall neither suffer from thirst nor from scorching heat. But Shaitan seduced him, saying, O Adam, should I show you the tree of immortality and an everlasting kingdom? Later on, Adam repented, and his Rabb chose him, accepted his repentance, and gave him guidance, saying, get down from here, all of you. You will remain enemies to one another. Whenever there comes to you guidance from me, and whosoever will follow my guidance will neither go astray nor get into trouble. But the one who will turn away from my reminder shall live a meager life, and we shall raise him back to life as a blind person on the day of resurrection. He will say, O Rabb, why have you raised me up blind here while I was clear-sighted before? Allah will say, just as our revelation came to you and you played blind, so you are blind today. Thus do we reward the one who is a transgressor and does not believe in the revelations of his Rabb. The punishment of the hereafter is more terrible and more lasting. Have these people not learned a lesson that we have destroyed before them many generations in whose ruins they walk through? Certainly in these ruins there are signs for people of understanding. Had it not already been decreed by your Rabb and a term of respite been appointed, they would have been punished. Therefore be patient with what they say. Glorify your Rabb with his praise before sunrise and before sunset. Glorify him during the hours of the night as well as at the ends of the day, so that you may find satisfaction. Do not strain your eyes with envy regarding worldly benefits we have bestowed on some among them, for with these we seek to test them. The lawful provision of your Rabb is better and more lasting. Enjoin Salah on your people and be diligent in its observance. We demand nothing of you. Instead, we provide you sustenance. Blessed shall be the end of the righteous. They say, why does he not bring us a sign from his Rabb? Has not a clear sign come to them containing all the teachings of the former scriptures? All are waiting, so wait if you will. Very soon you will find out.